Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. As parents, as we're looking to reflect these attributes and to instill these into our kids and into our homes and to teach them to our kids and to become these things, I'm looking at them. I'm like, you know, one of the attributes is God is wise. We need wisdom. Oh, good golly. Yes. As parents in this world that we live in and trying to teach our kids, we need God's wisdom. He's faithful. He's good. He's just, he's all these things. So how do we pick these up and then expel these to our kids in our day-to-day lives with them as we're homeschooling them, as we're discipling them, as we're teaching them?
Yeah, that's a really important question for us to think through. You know, what does this look like on a daily basis in our homes? And so I think there's two parts to it. One part is, I think, you know, like teaching these things and bringing it up in everyday situations. And then the second part is recognizing when we have fallen short and confessing and repenting of those things to our kids so that they have a correct understanding of who God is and then what he's called us to. You know, so when I think about, you know, the attribute of faithfulness, we know that our kids say a lot of things. You know, sometimes they mean them, sometimes they don't. But teaching them, you know, that God is faithful, that he is always true to his word, to his promises. Those are things that we can, you know, talk with our kids. You know, when we say words, it's really important that we're careful with our words and that if we say we're going to do something, that we do that thing. And so, you know, that's something we can hold our kids accountable to. You know, if they make a promise to a sibling and then they break that, you know, we can talk with them about that. You know, we talked about this attribute of faithfulness that God invites us to reflect. What would it look like for you to be faithful to your brother or you to be faithful to your sister in this situation? You know, it means keeping your promise. Another example of faithfulness, I think it's faithfulness, is just, you know, completing what we have started. And I think of this wonderful homeschool family that's in my parents' church in New York, and they have 9 kids, and they have been taught, you know, that when they start a game, they need to finish it, that they can't just stop because they're frustrated and that they're losing. And so my mom says that, you know, a lot of times she has to get in and not referee, but hold other kids in the kids ministry accountable because, you know, these kids will be playing with other kids and the other kids are like, I'm done with this game, I'm tired. And they're like, no, you have to finish it. You know, my mom will have to come and say, actually, you know, you do have to finish this. You can't stop just because you're frustrated or just because you're not winning. And so, you know, something like that is teaching our kids to be faithful. You know, if we've made a commitment to a soccer team this year and we've decided, you know, soccer isn't really for us, we don't have to sign up again next year, but we should be faithful to the commitment that we've made, you know, to be on that team this year. You know, if we've made a commitment to help somebody out, just to teach our kids that. And then there's going to be times where, just because of sin in the world, sometimes it's going to be our sin. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, we promise our kids that we're going to take them to the zoo on Friday and then we get sick, you know? Yeah. We can't be true to that word. While God can always be true to his word because of who he is, we can't always be true to our word. And so if it's our sin and we've promised to do something that we fail to do because we've chosen not to do it, then we should go to our kids and, you know, say, you know what? I gave you my word that I was going to do this and I chose not to, and that was a sin against God, and that was a sin against you. Will you forgive me for that? Yeah. Or, you know, if we promise to, you know, do something with them on Friday and we get sick on Friday, you know, that's not our fault. That's not a sin that we have committed against them and against God, but we can talk about, you know what? I'm so sorry. I know that this is disappointing towards you, you know, for you when I promised you that I could do this and I can't help it that I'm sick, but I feel so sorry about this. But you know what? Isn't it so amazing that when we look to God's word and we read the promises of God there, we never have to worry that God is going to choose not to do that he's going to forget about that, or that he's going to get sick or hurt or injured or be limited in some way and not be able to do that. So I think if we can, you know, teach our kids these attributes, coach them through, you know, how they can implement these attributes, and then make sure that when we fail in these attributes, that we're confessing and repenting of that sin so that our kids are reminded of the gospel, the good news of the gospel, but also reminded of how amazing God is and how much we can trust him because of who he is.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.